Welcome back to Match Volume. My name is Emma Dessau, and I am one of the hosts as well as the producer of Match Volume. We are jumping into your week with some content about COVID-19. Shelter in place has been a challenging, disheartening, scary situation for many people, and we wanted to do what we can to create content that speaks to you in this season. Because we know that so many people are in a unique experience of losing things like graduation, study abroad, and just a part of their college experience, I know I'm in that same situation, as well as our team. We just wanted to create an episode that can encourage students. We reached out to our networks to find a few college students who are doing well in this season and who are maintaining a positive outlook in the midst of losing so much. In this episode, you'll hear from three incredible women, Lindsay Taylor, Cassandra Myers, and Naya Esperanza, about how they're using this time, what's helping them through, and some advice to you for navigating COVID-19. We hope that you take away some intangible ideas and just enjoy this episode. So will you start off by telling listeners your full name and where you go to school?
Yes, I'm Lindsay Taylor and I go to USC.
My name is Cassandra Myers, and I go to University of Southern California, the University of Southern California.
My name is Naya Esperanza. I go to USC.
Lovely. And what has your quarantine situation been like? Who are you living with and where are you living?
I'm still living by USC, and I live with my roommate, and we have a puppy.
So my mom has a house in Maryland that I had spent about 10 years in before I came out to USC. So I went back there. So I've been in Maryland.
I all year have been living at home in Orange County. So it's about like an hour from USC. I live with my parents. I have a little brother who's 11. So he's like 10 years younger than me. And then I have a brother who's in college. He also came home. So all five of us are home, which is a very rare occasion.
How have you been using this time?
Okay, so in quarantine, I'm obviously still in school having Zoom calls. So 3 days a week, I have 6 hours of Zoom that I do. And then other than that, though, I'm still working at my church. I work with the high school group at my church. So we've been figuring out ways to like still put out content and meetings. So a lot of Instagram managing stuff, and we're putting on a big game this week. And then my family also created a week-long decathlon, a shelter-in-place decathlon that we participated in, and I've been baking a lot of things and riding my bike and working out, just doing a lot of random stuff.
I initially was hiking a lot since we were on spring break, was really taking advantage of being outside, and unfortunately since pools have closed and I've been very paranoid about this since before, you know, stay-at-home orders went into effect. So I was like, I don't really want to go to the gym anyways. So I was very quick to jump on the whole like trail gang. Yeah, in my head, I was just like, all right, we are now a trail runner. No more swimming. We are trail running. Yeah, so a lot of changing the way that I work out. Movement is a huge part of my life. I've been more serious about my yoga. I do yoga every day anyways, but during school, you know, when I was at my apartment, it was only 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, you know. Now I can take 30 minutes, you know, which feels really great, and not feel rushed to get into other things. But I guess the people who know me really well, they know that I'm kind of only in three places anyways. One being like where I sleep, so like whether it's like my home and my apartment. Two being a grocery store, and three being like a trail or a gym. So I really got to be thankful that how I was living was preparing myself for this sort of thing anyways, I guess.
Well, each day is a little bit different just because of my class schedule, but I think the main parts of every day that have made a huge difference for me are actually like thanks to this dog, because he has to go outside and he's a puppy. He needs to be entertained. So I've been outside a lot, and We have a daily walk, and I think it's just been really nice for me to get outside, to look at the sky and watch the clouds and see what phase the moon is in, like things I used to notice when I was like a little girl, or like things that I'm noticing again. I think it's been fun also to play. I haven't played, like I've played with this dog in a really long time. And that's something that we learn about in OT school, is the importance of play for adults in just having happiness in your day-to-day life. So it's been really fun.
Do you have kind of a routine in quarantine, or is it more of an organic process? And what has been good about either of those things, depending on what it's been like for you?
A good balance of the both. I think during the weeks, it's much more important for me to have a routine, because otherwise I will forget about the classes that I have to tune into. So I definitely have sort of rituals to start my morning and rituals for the evening. Those kind of like bookend my day. And I think those are the most important parts of my routine. It's definitely important to like do my morning skincare and get my contacts in, even though today that didn't happen. Those little rituals have really been important in my routine. And even though the routine isn't really strict, those little pieces add structure that have been helpful for me.
I can be really type A, and I really do live by my planner. So I like to keep things as organized as possible, set up a good space for myself. I usually just kind of center things around meals. So, you know, like I try to think about pacing out my work as much as I can. Definitely focus on just like eating good foods. You know, like I really do have the time to make something good for myself for lunch and for dinner, and working in some sort of movement.
Okay, so my mom and brother have these master schedules that they wrote on huge jumbo post-its that they stick on the wall, and it has their schedule for the whole day. I feel like that is a little bit much, so I don't have a schedule that is that intense, but I do try to plan out my day every day, because my days do look different. Like 3 days a week I have school, other days I have church stuff I need to do, and some days I just want to relax. But my routine that I do have is that I've been waking up at 7. I've been like journaling and eating breakfast, and then try to work out early in the day. And then the rest of the day is kind of a little bit free for all, but I find if I start with at least that amount of routine, then the rest of the day goes better.
What has been joyful or rejuvenating about this time for you?
It's definitely given me freedom to be a lot more slow and just mellow in my pace. I think that that's a lot more comfortable for me, just with my personality and how I was raised, that my life used to be really slow, and moving to LA, that sort of shifted. But it's been nice to kind of return to like the simple daily routine. And I think what's been most rejuvenating is getting outside and moving, and just focusing on the things that I can control and not worrying about the things that I can't.
I was just laughing about this the other day. Before all of this, I was commuting to USC, so I was taking the train every day, and that was a long commute. And so I was complaining about it, and I was complaining about how much I drove and how I didn't see my family. I was just complaining about all this stuff. And now I got exactly what I asked for. I don't drive. I don't get to see anyone but my family, and I don't commute. So that's kind of funny just to laugh at, to think that like I got exactly what I wanted, and now I still do wish I could see my friends. But also time with family has been really good. We've had like really creative, funny games that we've been playing. And I think I like that this is an opportunity to step back and be less busy, because I am someone who's super busy. And then also to still try to find community and friendship and all the things that I did do in a creative new way. So I think it's been fun to try to be creative about that.
I live in kind of the suburbs, so it's just quiet here. You know, I have a little backyard, and I've kind of been like sitting out in the chair sometimes, and it's just Yeah, the fact that I don't hear sirens every 2 minutes and can actually like just hear some birds or something, and just the you know, coming back to a place that I've always established is slower anyways. Mm. And then especially being in this place like during this time is really huge. What else has been rejuvenating? I think there was a big worry being a senior in my last semester. There's so much you want to do, and I just couldn't stop, you know. Yeah, I felt like there was no control over the feeling that I wanted to just work on job hunting, but I literally couldn't because classes were tearing me away, and maybe there were a few club things that I really wanted to attend, and oh wait, there was, you know, being in LA, there's some concerts or some stand-up I really wanted to see and go to. And instead of having to choose to say no to certain things and put that responsibility on myself, COVID is kind of almost like giving me permission to just say, like, you know what, like, you didn't do that the 2-3 years you were in LA, it's not coming together now, it, like, let it go.
You know, we know that thought work makes a big difference just in our experience of the world and our lives. How have you been kind of tapping into perspective or mindset as a part of your coping in this season?
So what really has helped my mindset, what I initially thought was, you know, I carry my mental illness with me every day, you know, like my depression, and for sure right now my anxiety, you know, wants to flare up. One huge trigger, like I was saying earlier, movement is so important to me. And I was definitely in a mindset even like a year or two ago where if I didn't do the exact exercise I wanted to do that day, it, like, my day was ruined. And instead, coming into this, you know, this small thing of even being taken away from a pool, much less compared to, you know, like the other things, you know, people are taken away from. I just thought about how I tore my ACL when I was 16, and I actually was out of a pool for like 10 months. And then I also had mono my sophomore year of college, and I didn't exercise at all for about 6 months. So to think about this and know that, oh, like, I'm not injured and I'm not severely sick, like, in some ways, like, the world is still my oyster. Like, I can still go on YouTube and search, like, what are good dry land workouts for swimmers? You know, how can I prepare myself so when I do get back in the pool and want to start training, like, it won't be as bumpy.
In general, I love perfection. I love beauty. And so it's hard for me to let go of those things that I would like to control so that the world was more perfect or more beautiful. But I also have gotten better at being gentle with myself and not feeling the need to make up an excuse if I need to take a day off from kind of the rigidity or having looseness around the boundaries of the structure that I've set up for myself. So I think the piece that's new is the balance, because I think in the past it was either one or the other, you know, like either full perfection or a lot of gentleness and sort of letting go. And I think it's finding the balance in that.
My mom made us say, like, text into our family group chat what a 5-star day would be. So what the 5 things we do in a day, like, will mean that we've had a good day. So mine is like talking to friends, cooking something good or like making something, working out, reading a book, and praying, I think. So if I do those 5 things, I know that I have accomplished something and it'll feel like I had a good day. And so even when I'm stuck in my house and can't accomplish things or get things that I want to do done, I feel like there's still these little things I can do that are going to make it better. And doing that helps my mindset and my outlook on this too.
What are some tactical ideas that you might have for people who are struggling, especially students, but really anyone who's just struggling in quarantine with losing so much and having to adjust to a new normal.
In OT, we talk about the relationship of the person, the environment, and the occupation. So I think the biggest thing for me is environment. I think paying attention to your space and making the place that you are as homey and as cozy and as clean as you can, keep it on a regular basis. I think the rituals of cleaning are helpful for your mental, emotional, and physical health. I think this time has given me a lot of opportunity to kind of remember myself and return home to myself. And it's been easier to kind of pay attention to myself and in a way like fall back in love with myself and remember what I enjoy about who I am. And then occupation is sort of a hard thing to wrap your mind around, but it's what you do that brings your life meaning, and that looks different for everyone, especially in this time. And so I think thinking through the things that you've been doing that give you joy and making sure that those are things that you're doing every day, and that you also are open to remembering things that you used to do maybe years ago, maybe when you were a kid. I think remembering those things and doing those things is also something tangible that people can do or try. Even little things like for me, like watching the phases of the moon and just like noticing how every day it's different.
Okay. I think that I would say something that helps me is knowing the things that I like to do and knowing small things that I can do that are going to make me feel better and more accomplished. Because I'm an occupational therapy student. We talk a lot about the idea of motivation and like being able to do things and people wanting to engage in like their daily habits and routines and how important that is. And all of our habits and routines have been taken away. So it's really important that we find these like little things that we can do that are going to build on each other, that are going to help us feel like we have momentum to do more things. I think it's, first of all, I've been learning totally okay to just relax and, you know, give ourselves a break because we are just stuck at home. So lots of grace. But if you're feeling stuck or like unaccomplished or like you wish you could be doing more, I know that it's very helpful to identify small things and to start doing those earlier in your day so that it sets you up for success. So maybe you need to spend less time on your phone. I know that I've spent a lot of time on my phone. I feel personally attacked by the screen time notifications I get. So yeah, like limiting screen time, putting my phone down for 1 hour. It's helpful. It helps me be present with my family and like making sure that I'm not missing what's actually going on where I am right now. So I think it's little things that you know you can do, setting little goals for yourself that are going to help you stay sane and like you have some semblance of a routine.
I definitely do like to dance and why not? Like you're in your house anyways, like it gets you moving and like it feels good. And I had some friends who are in Silver Lake right now and they're all roommates. It's four roommates and they made their living room like a club. It's so good. So good. I think there is so much like humor and life and energy behind recreating things that you would be doing outside the home and then realizing you didn't actually even have to spend money to do that. And if you are lucky enough to live with roommates or something, then you can recreate a club. So yeah, I am dancing huge. Always huge.
Love that answer.
yeah.
That was Cassandra Myers, Naya Esperanza, and Lindsay Taylor. That's all for today. We hope that you are staying safe and healthy and hanging in there, friends. Match Volume is a production by Annenberg Media through USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. This episode was produced by Emma Dessau with the help of Sarah Bregman. Thanks for listening.